A lot of people want him dead. Inmates beat alleged Natalie Holloway murderer Joran van der Sloot in Peruvian jail. By Amy Furr on April 11, 2024. The man who allegedly killed 18-year-old Natalie Holloway in 2005 was recently attacked by two inmates in a Peruvian prison until guards intervened. 36-year-old Joran van der Sloot sustained bruises and lacerations during the fight, which erupted in the common area at Chalapulca prison. The New York Post reported Wednesday, noting van der Sloot is serving a nearly 30-year sentence at the facility for murdering another woman. A spokesperson for the country's National Penitentiary Institute, NPI, said he will not face consequences because he did not start the brawl. The Post article said van der Sloot, who is a Dutch national, is behind bars for the 2010 murder of his ex-girlfriend, a woman identified as Stephanie Flores Ramirez. It's unclear if the men attacked van der Sloot because of a jailhouse beef, or because his victim was the daughter of Ricardo Flores, a popular entertainment impresario and former president of the Peruvian Auto Club. A lot of people want him dead, admitted the NPI official. Meanwhile, a childhood friend identified as Cass Aron said van der Sloot is a combative person, adding, he has no trouble spouting off and getting in someone's face. He's just an aggressive person. Always has been. He can hold his own. In October, van der Sloot confessed to killing Holloway while she was on vacation in Aruba, per Breitbart News. Holloway originally went missing while on a senior trip with high school classmates to the Caribbean island of Aruba, and was legally declared dead in 2012 despite her body never being found. Van der Sloot, the longtime key suspect in the case, was caught in a 2010 sting operation extorting money from the Holloways under the guise of telling them where Natalie's remains were stashed. In a recorded conversation, van der Sloot explained what happened to Holloway. Meanwhile, the recent Post article noted that van der Sloot beat, choked, and smothered Ramirez to death after she confronted him about his links to the Holloway case. When facing van der Sloot in court, Holloway's mother told him, "You look like hell. I do not see how you're going to make it. You are a killer and I want you to remember that every time that jail door slams," she added.